Isn't this the last night of your Grace Cafe broadcast?
If it wasn't our last night, they would have kicked us out.
You really think?
They would have given us the right foot of fellowship.
I'm going to do this quickly, you know, because it's ugly. I have to do it quickly because it's ugly. We told you in 1 Timothy 4 that the Spirit was saying that in the last eras some will be withdrawing from faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and the teachings of demons. Now, wouldn't you suppose that the teachings of demons would be wrong? I would. I wouldn't trust a demon to teach me anything. And you guys might not like this. Don't. And as for my listeners, don't turn off your radio when I say this, because I'm going to back myself up. Nobody could say anything as audacious as I'm about to say unless they had scriptural backup. All the teachings in Christianity are wrong. How could I possibly say that? Because it's true. I'm going to give you a quick list. I'm not going to comment. Yes, how can I help but comment? I'm going to try not to comment too much. Christian religion claims that, I better not say that one. Yeah, okay, they claim that Jesus died. Isn't that a foundation of our faith, the death of Jesus Christ? They say it, but they don't really believe He died. His body was on the slab, but He Himself was away, waiting. He was still alive. How could that be? See, the very foundation is wrong. I believe that Jesus Christ actually died. Didn't He go to minister to the spirits in prison? No, that was after His resurrection. That was after He was roused from the dead. But Jesus Christ was dead as a rock on top of that rock. And unless His Father raised Him, He would still be dead. But Christianity doesn't teach that. His body was dead. See, and we get into the dual nature of Christ. There we have the very foundation is off. And they all is also taught that you don't die, really. That's a foundation, that we must be resurrected someday. But you can only resurrect someone if they're dead. And yet, we're taught in church, I was, of the immortality of the soul. But that's a false teaching. So there's some couple foundational things. Well, at least they believe that Jesus is the Savior. No, they don't believe that either, because He only made salvation possible. You save yourself by believing. They say man has a free will. This is the church creed. No, not true. Romans 9:16, it is not of him who is willing. After this life, no one is saved. That's the doctrine. I'm telling you that this is the influence of demons. Demonic teaching is always wrong, and I'm giving a litany here, as unpleasant as it is, of wrong teaching. After this life, no one is saved. That's not true. After this life, in time, all are saved. My reference is 1 Corinthians 15:22 through 28, 1 Timothy 2:6. Death is eternal. Wrong. Death is abolished at the consummation. 1 Corinthians 15:26. God only saves those who believe now. That sounds like a right one. Wrong. God saves all, especially those who believe now. 1 Timothy 4:10. Adam lost more than Christ gains. No, Christ is more successful than Adam, Romans 5:15 and 18 through 19. God will be all in some. No, God will be all in all, 1 Corinthians 15:28. God is mad at the world. Really, that's taught. He still needs appeased. No, God is conciliated to the world, 2 Corinthians 5:19. God cannot save the irreverent. Well, he can, the teaching goes, he can, as long as you quit being irreverent long enough to believe. You got to quit being irreverent at least long enough to make that wise decision. No, that's false, because God justifies the irreverent while they're irreverent, Romans 4:5. Sin is eternal, it is taught in the church today. Sin is eternal. That is false. Jesus Christ is taking away the sin of the world, John 1:29. Men are saved by their own faith. That's a foundation of Christian teaching. You're saved by your faith. Better exercise it quick before you die. Not true. Men are saved by Jesus Christ's faith. Got two verses there, Romans 3:22 and Philippians 3:9. Man accepts Christ, and you better hurry. False. Christ accepts man. Romans 8:28 through 30, Ephesians 1, 4, and 5. God allowed that bad thing to happen to you. He allowed evil. That is false. He created evil, Isaiah 45:7. That is not a subtle departure. That is a major departure from scriptural revelation. Look at this. I've already listed a dozen things that are diametrically opposed to the truth. Men choose to be stubborn. Wrong. God locks up altogether in stubbornness. Romans 11:32. Sin is stronger than grace. It must be if some can be damned for eternity. Sin must be stronger than grace. That is false. Grace is stronger than sin. Romans 5:20. The Ten Commandments make men better. Boy, that one's hot today, isn't it? Read your newspaper. They're trying to put the Ten Commandments on the walls of the schools. That would be a disaster. Because the Ten Commandments came to make men worse. Romans 5:20. The opposite of the truth. Isn't this strange? How could this be happening? The doctrines of demons. Pharaoh hardened his own heart. No, he didn't. God hardened Pharaoh's heart. What can you do about this? I'm going to tell you before the show's over.